Listen up, maggots. We got targets inbound, so lock and load your senses and stand by for imminent contact.
If you love beer, you're in the Beer Army. So grab a frosty brew and get ready. It's time to liberate your senses. It's Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
Well, welcome to the program. It's Mick Dagger here.
And the General.
And man, coming off the heels of a lot of activity.
Too much.
you say too much, huh?
I'm trying to keep up with you there, Mr. Rockstar.
Oh, what are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about, man. Being rebellious in Carolina.
Oh, it was awesome. Awesome weekend, man.
I was following your little escapades on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm still... my sleep patterns are so screwed up.
Well, if I was hanging out with guys like Slash and Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm and Scott Wine from my STP
Weiland.
Days.
Scott Weiland.
Weiland, whatever.
Oh, that was weird. Oh, by the way, I need a new hat. Lizzie Hale has my hat.
Uh-oh. I guess we'll have to hook you up.
We'll be good. No, it was cool, though. I got done chatting with Lizzie Hale.
Yeah.
And the first thing she said to me was, I like your hat. And I was wearing the Beer Army trucker hat. And I have such a mad crush on her. I was like, hey, well, you know what?
Well, here. Here you go. Here's a new one for you right there.
Is that a new one or is this yours?
Well, I mean, I literally just took it off the shelf. I wore it this morning, but I don't have cooties.
Oh, well, good on you, man. Thank you.
There you go, man. You just got to size it to your melon. But no, I was trying to keep up with you. We had our Beer Army Town Hall meeting too on Saturday. Obviously, we had a lot of news rolling out all last week.
It's been crazy.
Yeah, and you know, for those that are not knowing what the heck I'm talking about, we announced shutting down of the brewery. And then at the same couple days later, we announced the opening of our new restaurant in downtown New Bern. And so,
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. And if you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, you can get the town hall meeting on YouTube. Go to our YouTube channel, Beer Army Foundation, and then just Google it, and you'll get to there, as well as all the press and media. I mean, we've been on multiple news outlets. We're, both newspaper and TV, and we've linked a lot of that stuff to our Beer Army Facebook page, so you can get to it and stuff like that. But and then of course we debuted the Crowler, where we can fill 32-ounce cans and seam them, thanks to Oscar Blues and their ingenuity. And you know, we saw that bad boy at Craft Brewers Conference, like, we need to have one.
I was telling you about that. Remember those cans of Velvet Elvis and all that? That's what they do right there at the Tasty Weasel in the tap room.
Yeah, I saw it the first time. Well, you took a picture of it because our sticker was right above their crowler.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and
it's so cool.
Yeah.
Greg's geeking out over that.
Yeah, no, so we're really, really happy about having that. But so talk to me about Carolina Rebellion a little bit. Did you drink any beer while you're out there?
Yeah. Well, Noda
nice.
Brewing. Yeah. Oh, yes. Man. Hop, Drop, and Roll, yeah. Coco Loco. Yeah, I had a chance to break free from the insanity of everything that was going on.
Did you get a chance to drink with some rock stars? Or?
I shared a Coco Loco with Lizzie Hale.
Nice.
Well, I gave her the first sip. It was so rushed. Everything's so rushed with those interviews and everything else. So you have very little time with them.
You know, the thing is, last time I checked, her hair color was blonde, and I'm a sucker for blonde. So do you tell her how much I love her?
No.
Oh, you were too busy trying to work
all
it yourself.
It was all about me.
It was all about you.
Yeah.
Single Mick Dagger.
Just really cool. I mean, just honestly, of all the musicians I've met, she is the most... she comes across.
Yeah.
I've met her every year almost for 5 years.
Cool.
And but she's the most genuine and grateful musician.
Cool.
Just so appreciative to be doing what she's doing.
Yeah.
And appreciative of people that support her and get the word out on her music.
Awesome.
And the band. I mean, her brother, RJ, the drummer, is awesome. That band just kicks butt. If you've never seen them live, you need to.
Yeah. No, I'm going to have to definitely put it on my to-do list. Maybe I get to hang out and carry your bag of mics.
Yeah.
Mics for Mick at Carolina Rebellion.
Yeah, it's my roadie, Dustin, right there.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, just a great time. Slash is always a great guy to talk to.
Sweet.
You know, when I first interviewed him a few years ago, I was given all this. I don't know why would people think he would be a jerk.
Yeah.
But I was told he would be, and couldn't be farther from the truth.
Really? Yeah, that's cool.
Just really down-to-earth cool guy.
Nice. And, of course, besides that, we're gearing up for Boomtown Beer Fest down in Jacksonville, North Carolina, at the American Legion Building this Saturday, the first time Jacksonville have its own beer festival. We do have some wineries that we're going to feature, and we also have a Michael Distillery, too, that we're going to be having on. Points
really?
Sampling their way. So yeah, El Diablo Distillery.
Oh
so,
yeah.
You know, really forward to see how that goes. And you know, first year events are always iffy, you know, because it's a first year thing. And as much as you try to get the word out, you know, but definitely come on out, check it out. Stop by. I'm pretty confident I'll be running around. I'm sure Mick will be running around. And
well, I'll be running around.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
I'll have my cami pants on.
But speaking of beer, though.
And my new hat.
This is a continuation of our exploits to the West Coast.
Oh, yeah. Our feature beer this episode.
Yes. And it's from Alaskan Brewing Company out of Juneau, Alaska. And Alaskan Brewing Company has their smoked porter, which I friggin' love. But this is their double black IPA. And it's part of their, what they call their pilot series. And I got a little information about their pilot series, so just give a listen real quick.
When you get in a plane and you go out into the bush, you don't know what you're going to find. You want to find something spectacular, but the journey is part of the adventure. Well, that's the pilot series.
Our pilot series developed from grassroots level.
The thing we love about the pilot series is they germinate from our own staff. We start on a one-barrel brew house. Whoever wants to pitches in, and they create beers.
The criteria is really easy. It just goes up into the break room for the employees to enjoy.
And then if it gets past the break room, it goes into a 10-barrel system and gets tried out here in Juneau. And those beers that are really, really special and fly beyond all expectations, those end up in our pilot series.
Creatively, it keeps us going.
There's always a sense of tasting something new, something different, always trying to incorporate some Alaskan ingredient.
And maybe even changing ways things are going to be done in the future.
I love their idea of quality control.
Yeah, no, just up in the break room. If it makes it out of there, then it goes in our 10 barrel. And then we just keep it here local in, you know, Juneau, Alaska. And if it makes it out of there, then, you know, then us lucky bastards down here in the lower 48 get a shot at it. You know?
This had to have been a Portland procured beer.
It was, yeah. During our craft brewers conference, you know, I've never had a bad beer from Alaskan Brewing Company.
Oh,
and,
God. Oh.
And so, of course, I know you and I, we do a lot of IPAs, and I like black IPA, and of course, don't even be started about the whole name, but yeah, so you know, I know we're already going along in this first segment, but let me just cover this a little bit. It's obviously pouring a dark brown. It's almost black, but there's brown in there, and it's got good lacing. It's you know, got a tan or a khaki color head. I get a lot of pine and citrus type notes to include, you know, the traditional grapefruit in the nose.
Mm-hmm.
There's some roast toast, coffee, and a little bit of chocolate in there. The flavor is similar, but with the dry roasted malts as the base, with the fresh citrus hops riding on top of that, and it starts, you know, from start to finish the same, where you get the malt and then it finishes off on the hops. The mouthfeel and body are the same, being medium, and the same with the carbonation. But I tell you, this whole name debate, I'm so freaking sick and tired. Cascadian Dark Ale, Black IPA, American Black Ale. It's like, you know what? I don't give a shit what the hell you want to call it. I know this. I like it. I want some more. It's a great beer, and get it if you can. Because
well, so. This style, honestly, of this style, this is the most balanced representation of the style that I have had to date.
Yeah, no, this is a really, really good beer, and I just wish we could get our hands on more of it. And yeah, if you want to hear more about Alaskan Brewing Company, go to alaskanbeer.com. Alaskan Brewing Company was founded in 1986 by Marcy and Jeff Larson. Jeff was a chemical engineer and home brewer, and Marcy was a self-described adventure-seeking accountant and aspiring bush pilot.
So, not something you normally associate with an accountant.
Yeah, no, exactly. but Marcy unearthed shipping records from Douglas City Brewing Company that operated between 1899 and 1907 that listed the ingredients for their popular beers. And one of those was a Gold Rush era brew that has become now Alaskan Amber, which is a phenomenal beer. I mean, I could drink cases of that beer. It's just so smooth, easy drinking, you know, like, I guess not to put it down, say, you know, my Bud Miller Coors of craft beer, but like, that's the, you know, that beer, I could just drink it all the time. You know, like our Fire in the Hole, you know, our Irish Red or whatever, I could just drink that all the time, no problem. And at that time in 1986, when they opened it, Alaskan Brewing Company was the 67th brewery overall in the country to open, but it is the first brewery in Juneau since Prohibition, which is saying a lot when you think of all the explorers from the 1700s going all the way through the gold rush, you know, in the 1850s, 60s or whatever. There was a lot of breweries up there. And I really like kind of like how they talk about this pilot series. They you know, they try to tip their hat to local ingredients and pay homage to that. And they get their staff involved in it. And I think that's really awesome because, you know, it's one thing to brew the millionth batch of Alaskan Amber, you know, but it's a whole other thing when you can do these creative things, which is why I like our collaborations that we do with, like, Give 'Em Hell with Double Barley, or the one coming up with Frog Level, calling Feeling Froggy. You get to do these things that are outside the norm, and I think they get excited about it, too, because, yeah, you love your beers, you love your core brands, but it's always nice to do something different, too. But and then they're big on innovation. They are the first craft brewery to install a CO2 recovery system, and I also know that they take their malt. I was trying to find information on it, but they were taking their malt, drying it out, and then using it in their furnace or whatever to fire up the their steam steam house or whatever to feed the brewery or whatever. I was trying to find more information, and for the love of me, I couldn't find it, but I know that they were doing something with that, because I remember a couple years back, people were asking information. They were kind of like the lead on that.
Using like a renewable like a resource?
Biomass, yeah, biofuel mass type thing. And,
that's awesome.
So they're always, you know, eco-friendly, trying to figure out, you know, more ways to be good keepers of their environment. And that's what, to me, is what Alaskan, the brand, what that Alaskan Brewing Company, that name, that brand stands for. And that's the reason why, that's another reason why I always try to patronize them. Not just because they make great beer, but they try to do it in a, you know, very respectful and resourceful way, you know, that tips hat. But they're currently distributed in 17 states, and unfortunately, North Carolina ain't one of them.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah,
not the beer, but the fact that we can't get it.
Yeah, frustrates me, because everything I've only had. What was the? We were at that tasting.
Well, we had their smoked porter. I've brought that for you before. I know you've had that, and the smoked porter is just friggin' phenomenal. I mean, phenomenal. I'd venture to say it's probably the best smoked porter on the market.
I'm forgetting the name of that one. It's just
Alaskan smoked porter. That's it. You know, they don't have any crazy name on it or anything like that. But
I thought I had another one that it wasn't a porter.
Oh, well, I mean, they do a lot. I mean, I was happy when we were on the trip, when we were flying up from San Francisco, you know, in the, it was, something, I'm trying to remember the name of it off the top of my head, like Day Something IPA or something like that,
right,
on the flight, because it was Alaskan Airlines. And we were in San Francisco, and I paid like $12 for a pint of just regular Anchor Steam, right? And I'm like, Jesus, $12 for a pint of beer. And
then were you at a concert festival?
Yeah, and then we get on the plane, and it was like a special. You know, they had Alaskan Amber, and they had this IPA of theirs. And it was like Icebreaker or something like that. I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head. It was $5. I was like, damn. And then when I flipped out to pay the stewardess, she saw my military retiree ID card or whatever. She's like, oh, you're a veteran? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, it's on me, dear. And I'm like, well, hell, I'll take four of them then. You know, no, I was like, that is awesome. But no, we took a picture of it. We posted that we were all goofing, the house mouse Scott and I. And I was just like, yep. We wanted to send it to you, say, wish you were here, Mick.
Oh, God.
You
know? Well, I saw it, and I already was thinking, wish I was there. But, man, great brewery. Alaskan. Make sure, if you can, if you're in one of the states in the lower 48, they can actually get them.
Yeah, or beer trade away.
Yeah. Well, that's the only way we can try to get them out here is...
I know there's some places you can buy it online and have it shipped to you. I just, yeah, but definitely try it.
Absolutely. It's their pilot series, and one hell of a way to quality control a beer, put it in the break room for the employees at the brewery.
That's right.
If it passes muster there, we get it. Good deal. Stick around. We have more to come here on Beer Army Engage. We have our Heroes Never Dies segment coming up, and a powerful one.
Yeah, we did the, you know, back-to-back firefighters. So this, since we did police last week, we're doing another police feature this week, and pretty dramatic footage there.
Absolutely. Stick around for this and more. Make sure you hit up beerarmy.org and connect with all the information in regard to this podcast, so you can link to the story, see the videos, hear the audio, all that other stuff. So take advantage of that, and we'll be right back.
Go AWOL with Beer Army Radio. We're online and mobile at beerarmy.org.
Are you a superhero that's afraid to come out of the closet?
Don't worry, superherodent.com has you covered.
Just put in promo code BEERARMY to get 20% off your order today.
That way you can be a superhero. So get yourself a t-shirt. That's promo code BEERARMY.
So do it now. That's superherodent.com.
On the battlefield of beer, an informed soldier is a good soldier. Learn more about the Beer Army Foundation. Go to beerarmy.org. Get informed about beer, upcoming events, festivals, and community outreach that the Beer Army provides and supports. The revolution starts with you at beerarmy.org.
Beer Army Engaged.
Hey, on beerarmy.org, you can link to our Patreon, and I highly encourage you to do so, because as Beer Army is ever evolving and the awesome stuff that we're able to accomplish, it's because of you. So if you hit up Patreon, the Patreon section of beerarmy.org,
You go to patreon.com/beerarmy. So that's patreon.com/beerarmy. And like Mick's saying, it's because of you why we are what we are. I said in the town hall meeting, we're not Beer Army. You're Beer Army. Mm-hmm. Nothing defines Beer Army but you. You know, first there was one, then one and one became two, then became four, and then became thousands of people. You know, and you guys are the soldiers of Beer Army, the super soldiers of Beer Army. And if you want to become a super soldier, you got to pledge your support on patreon.com/beerarmy. And remember, your pledge is tax deductible because we are a 501c3 nonprofit. So.
And I appreciate you having the mental faculties today.
I know you're still awestruck with Lizzie Hill, you know. So,
well, it's not only am I awestruck from that, but no, it's just it was that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. You know, it was late nights and very little sleep, and had to get up early and get back into the grind.
Sounds
again.
Like craft brewers conference.
So, yeah, pretty much, I guess.
Except for you probably had a lot louder environment.
But I was outside in the heat all day. So,
oh, man.
And, regardless, thank you, man. Mm-hmm. Thanks for carrying the weight today.
I'm trying, man, I'm trying.
But seriously, though, the Patreon is absolutely amazing, and it empowers you to be one of our super soldiers. So definitely check it out. Get all the information you need there. And that's what you need to know.
Do it.
But you know what else we need to know right now?
What do we need?
We need to know the awesomeness that the things that people do just to help us. And what it does is it solidifies my belief that there's still humanity involved in society, as crazy as things can be anymore. Which is why when crap hits the fan, you never know what situation you'll find yourself in. You never know who's going to step in the gap.
That's right, Mick. And last week we featured a couple police up in Jersey that rescued a lady from a burning car right before it exploded or whatever.
Yeah.
And ironically, down in Mesquite, Texas, a similar situation where cops roll up on a scene. It's an SUV, kind of like a Bronco or something, that just engulfed in flames. The driver's still in there. And, you know, they had to quickly react before he gets, you know, burned alive or whatever. So, anyways, here's a quick little video clip of it.
Hey, dude! Grab fire extinguisher!
Okay.
Relax, dude!
Come on, man!
Come on, dude!
Come on!
Come on, dude!
I got his leg.
Okay.
Come on.
Come on, man!
Come on!
Come on, man!
Come on, man! Come on! Stay with him!
Come on!
Stay with him!
Hang on, man! Come on! Pull him back! Pull him back! Pull him back! Come on, dude! Stay with us!
Come on,
man.
It's all right, man. Stay
you're
with
all right.
Him. Stay with us.
You're all right.
Come on, you're all right. You're all right, man.
Come on, bud. Come on, wait, bud. You're all right.
Okay? Come on.
Just hey, bud.
Voice,
okay? Hey, bud.
We got him out of the car.
Hey, bud. Relax, on, man. Relax, bud. Okay. You're gonna be all right.
Come on, man.
You're gonna be all right. Okay. You're gonna be all right.
Stay with
hey,
us, okay?
You're gonna be okay, all right, man. You're
stay
gonna
with
be okay.
Us.
Ambulance is coming,
all right? And you can kind of hear him there at the end. I mean, he's in and out of consciousness, and they pull him out. He's like a rag doll in the thing. Well, first they roll up in there, and you hear the metal creaking. He busts the glass, but then he's trying to the door is so smashed up, the door won't open all the way.
It's
so
the
he's
police
trying,
officer?
Yeah, the police officer. So the police officer, there's one male police officer, one female police officer, and unfortunately we don't have their names. And the male police officer's trying to just reef that dang door open to, you know, to get it out. And then there is luckily a couple of civilian bystanders that are one was helping the police officer pull him out, and another one was trying to wave down traffic. So, you know, good on those people too for, you know, getting involved. And but as they're pulling him away, the vehicle is getting engulfed in flames even more. You know, and so the drama on, you know, and this guy looks like a rag doll. I mean, his legs, and his arm, the one arm you can kind of see. I mean, it ain't good, man. I mean, this guy looks like he's pretty busted up, but. The driver was identified by police as Hector Valles, and he was transported to Baylor Hospital in Dallas, where he was treated for burns and internal injuries. He had to be treated for broken bones. I would be amazed if he didn't have broken bones the way the extremities are twisted and everything. But, it just, once again, I mean, if you're a police officer rolling up, it's like, well, that thing looks like it's burning pretty good. And as you heard the one bystander say, like, hey, there's somebody alive in there. He's breathing. Yeah. okay, so what does the cop do? You know, I mean, it's raging inferno. He runs right to it, man.
Just hearing it, I didn't hear any hesitation.
Yeah, I mean, he just went right to it. You know, it's almost like, okay, dude, well, what the hell are you doing, man? You know, thanks for the heads up, but, you know, I'm a cop. I don't have flame retardant, you know, clothing on anymore or any less than what you do, you know, and, you know, but I mean, man. Again, you know, people who step up, those that don't doesn't necessarily make you a bad person either. I think it just depends on the situation where you find yourself at that, you know, particular moment in time. Like if, you know, 9 times out of 10, maybe you're the type of guy that would run into that, but maybe that 10th time you don't, that doesn't mean you're a coward or anything like that. It just, for whatever reason, it didn't, you know?
No, I totally get that. And the other thing is, this is a body cam, right? On the officer.
No, actually this is from the dashboard of the police cruiser. So as it pulls up, you see it. That's the reason why the sirens are so loud. We didn't play that initial piece or whatever, and then he turns off, and then he runs out of it. And so I don't. That's the reason why you can kind of hear his audio, or you know his verbal.
You could hear them dragging. You could hear grandpa.
Right. Yeah. So he must have like body microphones on or something. Okay. And then as he drag it closer back to the vehicle, I think it sounds like it was louder. So I don't know. But
well, in this day and age, with you know all this talk of cameras on cops, it, from the idea that we need to catch them doing bad things.
Yeah.
This is good that, you know, just, yeah. they're actually, the bad apples don't need to be focused.
Well, I think some people might be like, oh, you're just trying to cherry pick the good examples. I would say no. I think it's like a supervisor reviewing. You could say, okay, what did we do good here, but what could we have done better too? You can use it for training. You can use it like they're using maybe for public relations or an accurate description of what events unfolded. Because you have to remember back in the day,
well,
when you write,
matters most important.
You know, when you write a police report, you're writing from memory, yeah. But to have an actual video,
oh, yeah.
You could say, hey, well, this is how it went down.
Exactly.
And
I'm sorry I got off on a tangent, but I'm just sick of politicizing public safety. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
And but I'm glad this is out there because this is an accurate account of actually what law enforcement, that they do this more often than not.
Right.
They're there. They're first responders.
Well, the thing is, for every, you know, this is Mesquite, Texas. I've never been to Mesquite, Texas, but I think it's a bigger city. It's not a small mm-hmm. little podunk town. But how many littler towns maybe that don't have the resources to have videos
mm-hmm.
or, you know, cameras in their cars and stuff like that, they're maybe doing, you know, this is one of, well, obviously we just found two back-to-back within a week apart from each other.
Yeah.
What's the odds, though, that this is happening a lot more often? It's just not reported, you know, just like crime is or something like that. It's just, and this is what they're doing every day. Thanklessly, you know, just do part of their dig, man. You know, well, every day.
It's the deed, not
punching
the,
in, punching yeah. out, man.
Well, it comes down to the deed, not the credit.
No, exactly. I'm just saying, though, that, you know, I know we've had some, you know, the riots and some race relations with police officers and stuff like that go around in the country and stuff like that. But, you know, don't forget, there's police officers of many different colors and male and female and everything else. And, you know, I don't know. It's just the way, like you said, you know, the debate and, you know, I think some people really use it as a scapegoat, you know, for other things. And, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to have 10%. You're going to have bad apples that taint an organization. But as a whole, you know, the sum of the parts, you know, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts here, you know. And
we can't, but people can't lose sight of that.
Yeah.
And good on these two officers for not hesitating in doing what needed to be done to Victor, was it Hector Velez or something?
Well, Hector Velez was the...
this guy that was being
driving. Yeah, it was being dragged. I don't have the names on the two police officers, unfortunately.
I wish we did.
But, yeah, I do too. But, you know, kudos to you guys out there in Mesquite, Texas for stepping into the gap.
Absolutely. So. Maybe they didn't want their names out there.
Maybe. I'm sure I could have found it if I would have dug a little bit. I didn't want to... you know, when I think about when we list people's names and stuff like that, I always wonder in my back of my head, like, maybe they don't want, like you just saying, maybe they don't want to be listed. Maybe they want to be anonymous. You know, to me, sometimes that's the whole true beauty of philanthropy or doing a kind act or a courageous act is the fact that it is anonymous, because then it could be anybody.
Well, the power, you know yeah. what I mean? Well, I could see that. I could see that where being recognized and your name associated with it takes away from the empowerment that it represents.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. I really do. But, man, Wow, that's their lack of hesitation and just getting right to it. That's,
well, just trying to keep the guy conscious too, because that's rule number one to a casualty is don't let him slip out.
Well, without seeing without seeing the video and the audio, man, it's it struck a chord with me, and I don't know, you know what I mean by that, but
yeah,
absolutely amazing. Thanks for sharing that, Dustin. And don't forget, you can find out and go back into the back catalog of podcasts for our other Heroes Never Die segments, and that's the meat and potatoes of it all. And I encourage you to check out the stories. And you can peruse the show notes right there on iTunes. Just click on the Beer Army Engage logo, and it'll pop up all the show notes. And if you're...
Give us a rating if you're an iTunes listener. Stuff
rate
like that.
And review. That helps get the word out on Beer Army Engaged.
And then, of course, check out our sponsors, TVMovieDepot.com, WearYourBeer.com, and SuperheroDen.com. Put Beer Army in there. Get 20% off your order. As well as check out our store, and we got some good swag there. We have the new baseball caps, we had the one, and then we have two more color variations of the existing baseball cap. And then of course keep your eyes open, because on beerarmy.com we're getting ready to release a new website. So I'm pretty excited about that. It'll be themed very similar to our beerarmy.org website. And
heck yeah.
You know, and of course, the new location, you know, so follow us, because you can get all the information, all the tidbits.
So there's a lot going on in the world of Beer Army. We want you to be informed and get connected with us. And stick around to Yikum to Sue coming up, because there's just so much shit we can't make up. Hey, Dustin, why do you get a beer t-shirt, not me?
Just go over to wearyourbeer.com. Get 20% off your order by using the promo code Beer Army.
It's that easy?
It's that easy. Wearyourbeer.com.
Promo code Beer Army?
Yep, and you get 20% off your order.
I'm going to wear my beer.
Go for it today.
Every soldier needs quality gear. Get yours at beerarmy.org. Hats, t-shirts, and more. Show Murphy he can't keep you down and announce to the world that you're in the Beer Army. Go to beerarmy.org. Do it. By the way, Murphy's a bitch.
It's Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
Oh, by the way, big reminder for you. Boomtown Beer Fest is coming up this Saturday at the American Legion Building in Jacksonville, North Carolina. If you're anywhere in the area, definitely swing by. We'd love to see you, shake your hands, and thank you for being a part of Beer Army. And don't forget, you can get your tickets, beerarmy.org. Click on the events tab, and you can link to it all right there. What do you say about that, there, General? You're totally engrossed in your computer.
Yeah, no.
What are you?
I saw this.
You on Twitter right now? What are you doing?
Yeah, no. I was reading some, I guess, feedback or whatever, and I just amazed at what people will write. Sometimes.
Well,
I'm sorry. You have my undivided attention.
Oh, you're fine,
Mr. Dagger.
Well, with everything. There's a lot. There's an evolution to Beer Army going on right now, and it's all for great reasons. As far as the direction things are heading, although a lot of people are getting lost on what they've become comfortable with, which inevitably had to change.
Right. No, I don't think people like change, and when you have to, you know, step outside your little comfort zone a little bit, you know, people don't like that. But I can promise you this, and you know, we've never done you, the loyal soldiers of the Beer Army, wrong. And once we show you the door and you step through it, I think everybody's gonna be blown away, and I'm very, very excited. And you know, my failure, the hate mail that I did get for not getting the scholarships up yet. We were supposed to launch that on 1 May. I just been behind. We will get that up. We will extend the deadline. You can go to beerarmy.org/scholarships to get information on how you qualify for that. But it's pretty straightforward. We will get that application up so you can start applying for our scholarships.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing that is happening that it's preventing or that is preventing us from doing that.
Yeah, it's just time.
It's going to happen.
It's just time, and because last week we had a lot of news. And
a lot of news unfolding. And
I tried to blame it on you. I said, well, mix out a Carolina Rebellion, but it didn't seem to fly.
I got broad shoulders. It's all his fault. No, but the thing is that there is, thanks to the loyal soldiers of the Beer Army, thanks to these events that we're able to put on, the scholarships will happen.
Yeah. No, thanks to
the
good listeners.
News is the deadline's extended.
That's right. That's right. So it's all gonna work out. It's all gonna be good. Yeah. So
you know what isn't good?
What's not good?
Severe lack of teeth.
Yeah, I can see that'd be a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, and besides not being able to whistle, but chew your food and that'll buy a toothbrush, I guess. That's an upside, I guess.
It's a bit of a tease leading into this this segment that lets us just expose the insanity of the world. Because as screwed up as things can be, toothless or not, there's still a lot of shit you can't make up. So let's yuck 'em to Sue. Speaking of a lack of teeth, when I say that, what sports come to mind to where you have a higher potential of losing teeth?
I always think hockey because I grew up and I actually have a tooth that's a casualty of playing hockey at 12 years. Yeah, this turned tooth because I wasn't wearing my helmet and I got hit in the face with a hockey stick. But
You did?
Yeah, yeah. But I would think that. I would think MMA, rugby, Australian football.
You know, Aussie rules, have you ever football? Seen? Oh my god, gosh, AFL is crazy.
Oh my god, yeah. I think those guys are missing some teeth. But
You're onto something with rugby.
Yeah,
and maybe we can replace that tooth with something totally fitting,
like artificial teeth, or
well, just pay attention.
Okay,
in rugby, wounds heal, cuts mend, bruises disappear.
True,
but teeth, they are lost forever. Salta Beer, main sponsor of the Salta Rugby Union, presents.
The beer.
An idea to reward players who gave everything they've got on the field, including their teeth. We decided to give rugby players back the teeth they had lost in battle. But we weren't going to give them a simple tooth back. We developed a unique dental implant, a specially designed tooth to open beer.
Estamos incorporando una función que es.
There's the doctor talking about it. Everybody definitely click on the show notes and watch this video and see this tooth. It's crazy. It looks like a tooth,
yeah,
but it has a recessed area and it's metal.
Yeah.
So it looks like you got like a silver crown or whatever, but it's recessed so you can just hook the beer bottle top in there and just pop it off. Yeah.
Nice.
So that's it. It's... Technically,
we want to thank you as a sponsor.
Oh, it's absolutely nuts. It's crazy. So maybe we could get you a beer tooth.
I need a beer tooth. I need a whole like bridge or something. I don't know. Actually, I'm halfway there already. I got enough fake teeth and crowns and root canals. Well, I guess root canals are real teeth. They just
They totally they drill out the roots and
right, but they're still your real tooth, though, right? I mean, so it's half and half. I don't know. Whatever.
Well,
I'm not a dentist.
Kind of. Yeah.
All I know is I got a lot of dental work. I'm a yuck mouth, but I do brush. So
see, I got a crown over a root canal.
Gotcha.
I'm doubling up on that. It's insane. Beer teeth. All right. Yay.
But I got something crazy for you. And this isn't as funny. It's just, again, it fits in the Yikimtsu segment because it's just nuts. But give a listen to this.
That is Don Rollick, attorney for 34-year-old Annika McKinsey, who, according to law enforcement, attacked and strangled a teacher at Alverta Gray Schultz Middle School in Hempstead. This image shows the instructor knocked out cold on a floor.
It looked like there was a breach of security in the grounds.
Elias Mestizo is the Hempstead Classroom Teachers Association president. He painted a picture as to what happened inside the school on Wednesday.
My understanding is that a parent walked in through the building, into the building, without being cleared by security and the protocols that we are supposed to follow.
The primary protocol, consisting of all visitors signing in with the main office, McKinsey allegedly did not do so, instead opting to go straight to the teacher's classroom, where she waited for the instructor to return to her room. Once the teacher did, according to Mestizo, a conversation took place about an incident earlier in the day. Seconds later, the teacher was attacked.
The adult hit the teacher. The teacher fell to the ground. The teacher was put on a chokehold, lost consciousness for a few minutes. My understanding also is that maybe one or two students might have struck the teacher either using their feet or their hands. Staff.
Wow.
The first part that I just is like allegedly, it's like you have it on surveillance, okay? Allegedly, okay. Well, whatever. If allegedly means like, okay, this video shows the defendant, you know, like, I don't know, you have to have positive ID that, yep, that's the defendant. Here, put a mugshot up against this video. But so this is out in Hempstead, Long Island, New York. And again, Miss McKenzie, she had ambushed this veteran math teacher at the Alverta B. Gray Schultz Middle School And so after claiming that the teacher, you know, put her hands on her 12-year-old daughter, and the teacher is Catherine Engelhardt, and she's a 22-year-old or been a teacher for 22 years, so a veteran of the school system. So it's like she's been around the school district, you know.
Right.
You know, and usually people like that, they know how what to do, what not to do or whatever. It's not some new Nick the new guy who just first year teaching or something like that. And so we don't know what put her hands on means, but what's crazy, what blows me away is that they have security. She walked right past security. Nobody asked her anything, goes straight to the classroom and then waits for her to
That's
come back.
Horrible.
And it's like, I know when I go to my school to pick up any one of my kids, you got to usually get buzzed in or, you know, like you have to check in. If you don't have a visitor badge or a sticker on your body or whatever, somebody's going to say, hey, you need to go, you know, check in or whatever. And so, you know, it's unfortunate because after she was knocked out unconscious, then one of the relations, a 14-year-old niece, was kicking the teacher. You know, it's like, okay, the teacher's knocked out and I don't know.
This is horrible.
I think it goes back to the whole respect thing and just, I don't know. I don't know what else to say. It's just, you can't make this up. Like, what the hell is going on? You know,
no.
There's a systemic problem with our society.
Well, there's
not just
no,
the security of the
there's
school.
There's no but, right whatsoever for this woman to do this to this teacher.
Yeah.
And with the vague thing of put hands on.
Supposedly that her you know daughter called her and said, yeah, the teacher put her hands on me or whatever. And then she friggin' drove on down there, half-cocked. And
that girl should be expelled from the school.
Nah.
She should be going to a different school. So is that in there?
No, I mean, obviously they're still...
Because if she's not, this is going to make for one screwed up parent-teacher conference later this year.
Yeah.
Or... yeah. Well, it's almost the end of the school year, so there probably aren't going to be any more PTCs.
I don't know. It's just like amazing. It's like amazing, but
I'm just so sick of man, people really have, they don't check in with themselves anymore. You
well, just
have more and more
decency.
People flying off the handle.
Yeah, it's just common decency for your fellow human being, you know? I mean, it'd be different if her daughter was, bloodied and bruised and beaten or something. I mean, that's a whole, you know, obviously. But, hey, mom, freaking teacher put their hands on me. Oh, let me be right down there right now, you know, and just storm up in there.
You know how many times I had teachers grab me copped an attitude, grab me, like, try to walk away. He's like, don't you walk away from
me. My parents encouraged it. They said, if my kid gets out of line, man, you know, let them know.
Oh, God. So, well, speaking of people getting out of control and jumping the gun on things, get a load of this. We'll wrap it up with this.
Okay.
All right. Have you ever drank a beer?
Yeah.
And then were impressed with the beer.
Yeah, all the time.
And then you all of a sudden got upset because you found out who brewed it.
Got upset with who brewed it? I mean, so you're
no,
saying...
No, you got upset because you found out who brewed it.
Right, so you're... Okay, so the picture you're painting, the stage you're setting here is, wow, this is a great beer.
I love this beer.
Man, what's the ABV in it? Ooh, wait a minute. What the hell?
That somewhat, kind of situation? Somewhat of that situation. Okay. Pay attention here. A beer drinker who indulged in Blue Moon because he thought it was a craft beer.
Okay.
But he got a rude awakening from friends who informed him it was made by Miller Coors.
Well, 10th and Blake Company, yeah.
His name's Evan Parent.
Okay.
And he has since filed a class action lawsuit against the brewery for what he calls false and deceptive marketing that, in a quote, misleads consumers to believe that Blue Moon is an independently brewed, handcrafted beer.
Well, the thing is, I'll tell him right now that he doesn't have a shot in hell, in my opinion, because Miller Coors, clearly it's part of their 10th and Blake, which is their craft beer arm, you know, like Line and Kugels and all those fall underneath 10th and Blake. So, you know, the feds have very strict rules and regulations about misleading consumers and stuff like that. I don't think he has a shot in hell.
Well,
but.
I think he but misconstrued their term artfully crafted to mean... I don't know.
Well, listen, Blue Moon, there's nothing wrong with it. I think it's...
I've drank that beer plenty of times.
So
they changed something in the recipe after the purchase. Something changed, and it didn't taste the same from what I remember it being.
But I mean,
it's still a good beer.
But yeah, exactly. So, I mean, to be like, oh, you know, I feel... If you enjoyed the beer, you know, it's like... That's a psychological thing then.
Yeah.
You're saying you don't enjoy the beer now because you found out that...
Well, essentially, I guess he's adopted, I guess in society now under his tutelage, is that, you know, the hipster mentality should apply to our legal system.
No, man, it has to be independent and crafted. You know, it has to be an artisan product. Excuse me, Judge. Are you part of the Judge Guild or the Judge Association? Because I want an independent judge.
But the craziest thing here is he considers himself a beer aficionado and home brewer.
And he doesn't know Blue Moon?
Did not know that Blue Moon is owned by Miller Coors. Yeah. But he'd been drinking it since 2011, and now all of a sudden he's totally pissed
off. Since 2011. Well, if that's his defense, argument that he's a home brewer and a beer aficionado and he doesn't know, good luck with that one, buddy.
Well, I'm the only one of my friends that puts an orange peel in my beer.
There you go. Good luck with that lawsuit. And so far, quite honestly, he's the only one listed on the class action lawsuit. Go Nobody's jumped on board.
So much
it.
For that class.
That's going to wrap it up. And speaking of which, I still got a little bit of this beer to wrap up from Alaskan Brewery, their Double Black IPA. This is the Black Imperial India Pale Ale. If you can get your hands on it, check it out. Get more information about the brewery and everything you've heard on the show today. You go on beerarmy.org as well on iTunes and Stitcher, however you're taking us in. Thank you so much for doing so. In the meantime, we will catch you next week.
Browns out.
Beer Army Radio.